Happy noontime, everybody, on the 28th of October, 2021. At least it's noontime here in Maine. I'm going to have a show with a wonderful guest from California. It's only 9 in the morning there, so if they want to know any of the news that's happened over the last 3 hours, they can call me and I'll give them a futuristic update on it. All right, considering the time shift, you get it. Oop, what's that? There we go. Dump that out. There we go. All right, we've got Dr. Lisa Waters-Vern here from one of my favorite companies, okay, Benetech.org, the people who do Bookshare. Lisa is the Director of Government and Community Affairs at Benetech out in California, overseeing outreach and community and advocacy work for Benetech's Bookshare initiative, and that is the best thing in the universe. We'll talk about it. All right, so we're going to get into this. There's a lot about special education, inclusion, family and school collaboration, all key stuff now from Lisa's point of view. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. That's where our magazine, Equity and Access, is located. That's where we archive all our podcasts. Okay, ace-ed.org, home website of the American Consortium for Equity in Education, of which we here are the voice. And you'll also be able to click through if you go over there. There's a link. Click through, an old term. You can link over to seltoday.org, Social Emotional Learning, our new website. The two websites are connected. Please check them out. SELtoday.org and ace-ed.org. Okay, without further ado, let me bring on the one, the only, Dr. Lisa Waters-Vern from Benetech. Hi, Lisa. It's Larry here.
Hey, Larry. It's good to talk to you. I have one correction, though. I am actually not in California, so I didn't get an extra 3 hours of sleep that I probably
could. Where are you?
I'm actually located right outside of Washington, D.C.
We could have done the show earlier. I would have done that for you.
That's okay. But you know, it's great to be here, and I love what you talk about here on the program. Special ed is a huge passion of mine, and Bookshare, of course. So,
absolutely, Lisa. It's great to have you here. Welcome from Washington, D.C. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm up here in Maine. Now we know we're on the same time zone. Let me ask you, okay, you got an interesting title here over at Bookshare. We'll talk about this. Talk about Bookshare. Tell people what that is and Benetech, okay? And then also talk about your role, Director of Government and Community Affairs, actually seeing government. I should have thought you'd be either Sacramento or in Washington, D.C. Talk about all this. What's Benetech?
Sure.
What's Bookshare and your job?
Great. Yeah, so Benetech is the parent company of a really great resource for kids with disabilities called Bookshare. Bookshare is the largest collection of accessible books that are available for kids who have trouble seeing the pages of a traditionally printed book. So it could be someone who, may be blind or low vision, where a traditional mm-hmm. book, the print is too small. It could be someone mm-hmm. who has a physical disability who may have trouble turning the pages or even holding
yep.
a book. Or it could yep. be someone who has a reading challenge, right? So dyslexia or other processing issues that really having the physical text does not work with them. So the Bookshare books, we have over a million titles of books, which is amazing, but all those books can be read in a variety of ways that really meet the needs of the students that have unique learning styles. So for mm-hmm. students who use refreshable Braille devices, they can read all their books on those devices. Or you can print it out in hard copy Braille it or put it into Word where you can enlarge the font. Our favorite way to read the books is on phones and tablets and computers using what we call karaoke style. So I'm old enough to remember the bouncing ball on the songs and the commercials, but many of your listeners probably aren't. And so what karaoke style does, very much like the singing, where it highlights the word as it's reading the word to you, so that students who have trouble decoding those words can stay on track and stay mm-hmm. in line with how the book is reading.
It's amazing, and I do remember the bouncing ball, by the way.
Oh, good. Then I don't feel so old. But you had asked a little bit about my role, and I actually have. I know you've spoken to a number of my colleagues, but I have the best role at Benetech. I get to do a lot of different things, and, in and out of Washington, but all over the country, really. I am responsible for the Bookshare program and making sure that all of our teachers and students who are eligible for Bookshare have access to Bookshare. So our team does a lot of work with training teachers, working with students, talking to state leaders about the benefits of this wonderful free resource. We are funded by the Department of Education, and so we are able to offer Benetech or Bookshare. The terms are interchangeable in my brain today, but we're able.
They are in my brain too.
All qualified users for free. So it's really, I get to hear the stories from the users who have benefited. I get to, see the smiles on their faces when the kids get the books they want at the same time their friends get them. So it's really a great job. Did I lose you?
You didn't hear me. My phone, my mic was on mute.
Oh.
It's a great job and a great company. Okay, you're going to heaven.
We're really
you're going
proud.
To heaven. Yeah, you do. just great work out there. And tell everybody how they can reach you. Where is Bookshare located?
Sure. So we're located on the web at bookshare.org. You can log right in, or you can go right to the website. Whether you have an account or not, you can browse the collection and see the books that we have. You can also follow us on Twitter and other, on Facebook and other places. But to actually get the most information about Bookshare, I would recommend people go to bookshare.org.
Best place to go. I got to tell you, it really is. And I love doing shows with you guys. It's so darn important. I just wanted to say something. If you look at a typical Kindle, okay, you can get narrated. You can make the font bigger, et cetera. What Bookshare offers, and I just want to make this point, is accessibility. There's so many. How many books? How many books free?
Over a million, yeah.
Yeah. Think about that, everybody. For your kids, for your students. Okay? The kids who need it. All right? It's just absolutely astounding. And does that include textbooks?
Absolutely, yes. We have a large collection of textbooks. In fact, I was speaking with an administrator the other day who said, one of the things we love most about Bookshare is we know we can always find our textbooks there. And so teachers who, are working with students who are struggling because it's laborious to manually make accessible materials, you can come to Bookshare. If we don't have the book, qualified students can request the books, and we'll either contact the publisher or go out and actually buy that book to make sure we have it in the collection.
You guys are just incredible. Does somebody actually narrate it? You hire somebody to narrate a book if need be?
We are...
How's it work?
We're primarily the synthesized text, which you hear every day on your apps, whether it be Siri or Alexa or, Google Home.
Right.
We do have some human narrated titles in the collection. Some of that is in some of our international work that we've done. But the way we are able to get as many books and as timely we are able to get those books is because of the technology we use to scan those books and turn, we use what's called OCR or optical character recognition to look at those books and to convert it into accessible formatting.
Oh, I just learned something. Thank you. I had no idea that was going on. That's a behind-the-scenes look, I got to tell you. That's just amazing. All right, I didn't know that, Lise. I have to ask you. I've known you guys for a long time. All right, I've known a lot of people for a long time, but okay, things changed when the pandemic hit, and I'm just curious. Over the course of the pandemic, we all learned stuff. All right, things have changed. Things have remained changed. When learning went remote, what changed for Benetech? How did Benetech rise to the occasion? However you want to answer that, how did teachers use it? Whatever.
Sure. Yeah, so, it's no shock that March 2020 changed the educational landscape for so many kids.
It totally did. Forever.
And in some ways, that's not a bad thing, because there were some really bright spots that came out of the pandemic. We know that at first, it was very challenging for a lot of people to navigate the virtual systems and make sure that they could get all their kids, engaged in learning.
Right.
We know that some kids had trouble being engaged and learned because either they had connectivity issues or the technology for some is challenging. I think it's very easy to think of all the things that went wrong during the pandemic. But one thing I like to look at is the increased use of technology rose dramatically in places that did not have one-to-one technology. The student, in many places now, they do. And
that's right.
So in the past, a Bookshare user might have felt a little awkward about using a tablet in the classroom if they were the only person on the technology. Now, a lot of kids are using that tech at home, but now also in the classroom as well.
Yeah.
And so that kid who's using the Bookshare book doesn't stand out and look differently. They look like their other peers who are reading their tech online as well.
That is an amazing point. I got to tell you, that has a lot to do with student confidence. That has a lot to do with what we call
Absolutely.
That social emotional learning. I mean, it's just right in there. I just have to say that. Go ahead, please, Lisa. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh,
actually, I did,
but I
apologize for it. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's okay. I can talk all day about Bookshare, so sometimes you'll have to stop me.
Do it.
You know, teachers also rose to the occasion too. You know, they worked extremely hard, to make sure that the kids were still learning. And so, the teachers who came to Bookshare to find resources, were able to do that. The ones who had experienced it before were able to do that. And then new teachers signed up as well, to make sure that they were able to get all of their students the materials that they needed. So, I do want to take a moment to applaud all the educators and administrators out there who, really rose to the occasion, and are still doing it. Right? Just because most of the schools are back doesn't mean that they're not working as tirelessly as they had. We hope that Bookshare was one of those tools that they can say, yay, I know I was giving my kids what they need.
It's as I always say, it's just such a wonderful thing, I have to tell you. Right? I have to ask, do you work mostly, and because things have changed, mostly with special ed teachers, or are you working a lot with what I call mainstream teachers? Okay, where's these? Is there a sweet spot one way or the other?
The way that the school system really have a divide between special education and general education in many places, not all, but in many places. And so, when we talk to special educators, they tend to understand the need for Bookshare a lot faster, I would say.
Huh,
but, the reality, Larry, is that a lot of the kids we serve are not in special education classrooms. They're in their general education classrooms.
Yeah, that's what I was driving at.
Yeah. So we've been reaching out to, knowing that school has changed forever, knowing that there's been a lot of turnover, this has been a great opportunity for us to actually go back to the schools and reach out to many different levels of people within the schools. I had a conversation with a state administrator this morning. I'm talking to a teacher this afternoon, right? So we're talking to a variety. Bookshare provides training, on Bookshare. We have a YouTube channel. We have a lot of resources on the website itself, so that nobody should feel like I'm not the person who needs to learn about Bookshare. I really think that general education teachers, and many do. So I don't want to overgeneralize and say that they're not, because there are many general education teachers as well. But want them to think through those students who could potentially benefit from this.
Absolutely.
School, right? The kids who may not have an IEP, right? It could be a kid who has a 504, a kid who's struggling for, reasons other than exposure to curriculum, right? So, my personal goal is to reach out to a lot more general education teachers to make sure that they are aware of this tool as well, because it really does provide access to the materials to help their kids learn and grow just like their peers.
That's why we're doing the show. Okay, and why you guys work with us so much, and why we love to support you. We need to get all educators, if I may, involved in Bookshare. We really do. How many schools and you can answer this any way you want, how many students do you work with over the course of a year, school year?
Me personally? Ooh,
the company. The company.
Yeah. We have over 800,000 Bookshare members, that are student-level members. And so, that is quite a number of different students specifically. We have relationships with all 50 states and the territories, and we have students in all of those places. I couldn't probably guess the number of districts or schools that we work with, but, we have been working with a variety of regions of the country, large districts, small districts, rural districts, urban districts. Bookshare is available for all qualified individuals, and we have been working to make sure we are reaching every student who could potentially benefit from Bookshare.
And that includes, if I may, Catholic school kids, charter school
kids,
am I correct? Yeah, that's. I just want to make that point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so the federal government provides this funding to provide Bookshare for free for all U.S. students in schools. And, you know, you had mentioned Catholic schools and charter schools, but that also includes homeschools.
Thank
you. However kids are learning.
Didn't mean to leave you out.
Yeah, however kids are learning, that's where we want to make sure they're, you know, they have access to this as well.
That, you know, I keep saying it, it's just so important, okay, that we do this. I'm going to ask this a different way. Over the course what's new? I'll ask it simpler. What's new with Bookshare? What do people need to know that's new?
So there's some really exciting things that are going on with Bookshare. I've already sort of spilled the beans on the biggest one, which is a million titles. That's a ton of books, right? That's, you know, that's
a million titles.
There
we
a
go.
Million titles, right? Now I'm blanking on the name. $1 million reference, but so we have over a million titles, which is amazing, and we add Austin Powers. That's what I was getting at, and we add books every month. Right, so we're adding about 5,000 books every month. So you know that million is great for today, but tomorrow will be a much much larger number, and we want to continue to build that up. We're also doing a lot of work around trying to make the reading experience easier for those who learn differently. And so while I can't give you all the specifics about it today, you'll have to wait till the next guest. We will be launching something soon, very soon, that will really look into how to make reading easier for those who learn differently. We may have talked about Smart Speaker on this program before, but we know there are a lot of people that have Alexa devices or Google Home devices in their homes.
Sure.
We want to make sure that Bookshare is available there too. And so that's one of the things that we've been, working on and people are using today, reading books on their smart speakers, which is that's very exciting. So, people aren't tied to just one or two devices for Bookshare. They can read them however they need to read them. Yeah, we've been doing a lot more work in the STEM fields because we understand the importance of STEM subjects. Kids with disabilities are very much underrepresented in STEM fields, and we want to make sure that the STEM content in the Bookshare collection is available to them so that they have the opportunity to follow their dreams and do the jobs of the future as well.
As well they should, I might add. Let me ask you something else, but I don't think I've ever talked about it with you guys. I might have, but I forget languages. All right. How does it work?
Yeah.
Is everything you do in English, or is it also Spanish and Arabic? I can work down a whole list. How does it work for that?
No, we actually have a wide variety of languages. We are not just a national company, right? We serve people all over the world. We have Bookshare accounts in many parts of the world. Our collection does have a large Spanish content because we understand the importance in the U.S. with providing Spanish materials as well. But then, we are in different parts of Africa and Asia and need to provide Bookshare books in those languages too. So, no, it is by no means English only. This is a tool that can be used in a variety of different languages. Whatever content the book comes in, so if the book comes in German, it's able to be read in German. If the book comes in Mandarin, it's able to be read in Mandarin as well. So we don't actually do the
translation. What if the book comes in English? I'm thinking of thinking of a textbook or even an assignment from an English teacher. Okay, help me out here. A book is in English, but a lot of the kids only speak Spanish. ESL kids, all right. Can it automatically be translated? I'm just curious.
No. It's a good question, and it's something that I'm glad we can talk about because. We, as part of our copyright exception, the way we're able to provide the books for students, we are not allowed to make derivative works, and translation would be one of those derivative works.
Ooh,
so
okay.
We not only work with, publishers for their English content, we also work with publishers for their Spanish content and for, whatever language content. Right. So we may have that book in our collection in English as well as in Spanish or, German.
Or French or whatever the case
may
be.
Or French. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In our collection development department, I believe you had Jillian on a while back. They are doing all that work to make sure we get publishers in a variety of languages to make sure that we are able to meet the needs of the people, you know, who may not be reading English as their first language.
And how do you keep up, okay, with, you know, there's a zillion books out there. All you do is read the New York Times book review, there's 5 million books a week. You go into a Barnes & Noble, there's 5 million books in there, okay? How do you guys keep up with what a teacher's going to need? I'll make it even worse. Okay. What do you hear? Okay. When I was a kid, I always use this little stupid anecdote, but my teacher made us all read The Mill on the Floss. It was absolutely horrible. Okay. It was just horrible. There were like 30 copies that were each about 60 years old. All right. My question is, if a teacher today assigns The Mill on the Floss, but a kid needs reading help, this is an old classic. Well, by the way, don't read it. It's terrible. Okay. Can you guys get a copy of that? It's classic.
I mean, if the book is out there and we're able to, you know, even get our hands on a hard copy version of it, we can get that into the collection. Your question about how do we keep up is a great one in that. There are, as you mentioned, you know, tons of books being published monthly. And, you know, although a million books is amazing, that's the tip of the iceberg. You know, we partner with publishing partners. We have publishing partners. I think we have over 1,000 publishing partners who actually give us their content directly so that we can make it accessible and ready for use. We partner with the NIMAC, which is a repository of books of textbooks. So, you know, we work with them to make sure we pull them through the collection. And then one of the things we do outside of Bookshare proper is, you know, we want to make sure that every person, whether they have a print disability or not, has access to the materials they need in the way they need them. Copyright law restricts us to go beyond, you know, the disabilities that we talked about. So we have started our global certified accessible program where we work with publishers to help them and to certify them as accessible publishers. And that's a way that I think, you know, you say the words keep up, but that's a way that we can actually change the field so that everything that's being published in the future is published in an accessible format. How awesome would that be if you had a student who may not qualify for Bookshare with the qualifications, but would benefit from the ability to slow the speech down in the readback
exactly.
or even have that readback opportunity, right? So, you know, I think that is one way, you know, in addition to all of our partners and getting the books in from the publishers and our staff that, you know, works directly on collection development, you know, working with major publishers to make sure that they, that they have, you know, the ability to make accessible books, I think really changes how reading or how books are created, you know, and that would be an amazing world if all publishers were making accessible books. Yeah.
And someday,
but as far as
someday
your question about the older books, we can get those as well.
Yeah, but whatever you do, if somebody asks you for Mill on the Floss, tell them you can't get it. Save the kids the trouble.
It's Mill on the Floss?
It's terrible.
Okay, I'll remember
that. It's about 4,000 years old. I think it was George Eliot or George Sand. Okay, and it was unbelievably. I still owe a book report on it. Actually, you could help me with that, Lisa. You could submit the book report for me.
No, that's okay. My book report days are over. And, hey, by the way,
okay,
I just want to let you know, it's George Eliot, and
Mill
on the Floss is in Bookshare. It's already there for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, kids. Tell me to get it. All right, trust me on this. You know, when you go out there, and you said you were on the phone with the state of Minnesota, you were talking to a teacher today, you got work to do later. What are the typical questions that come up?
I think a lot of people really, the biggest question I hear is who qualifies. And so, you know, I often give the same example when I have these conversations, which is, you know, similar to what I had said earlier, but, you know, I ask people to close their eyes and imagine holding a printed book. If for some reason you can't hold that book, you can't read that book, right? It's going to be hard for you to access that content.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see the words on the page, you're not reading the book, or if you can't decode the words on the page. And so I think a lot of times because we operate under copyright law, which has different criteria than the labels in special education, it's sometimes challenging for people to think through who qualifies. And so I use that example of the book so that we get away from thinking about labels of, oh, this is an LD kid, this is a, you know, a kid with cognitive impairment, this is a kid with autism, and start thinking through the whole child. And, you know, many teachers are amazing at thinking through the whole child, and that's really what we need to do when we think about who qualifies for wheelchair. You know, who are the ones who are struggling with reading?
That's really a good way to do it. I'm very impressed with that. And also, I noticed you guys send me this, and I just want to make sure that you have a I guess it's a campaign, I'll call it that. Maybe you can explain a little more. Back to School 2021, Launch into Learning. I have the link up on the website as people are listening. What's that? Launch into Learning.
So every year we create new materials to support teachers who are going back to the classroom. You know, it's a way for us to make sure we are reaching out to everyone who will touch a student who has a print disability, to make sure that they have access to Bookshare, they know how to sign up, they know how to get those books. You know, there over the years we've had different focus on reading lists
Focus eye.
They're gonna take my PhD back, aren't they? Anyway, so we really a lot of our energy, a lot of our outreach in this time of the year to make sure that kids are getting access to the books and that we're reaching the people who touch the kids. So, you know, that's part of our big marketing campaign that we're handling right now for our back to school.
Please, everybody, know about this. This is one of the sweetest things out there is all I can tell you. Okay? It just works. Bookshare.org. Lise, thanks a million. This was great. In Washington, D.C.
This is fun.
Yeah, well, it's always fun. I really mean this. I just love you guys. I just think the work that Bookshare does, Benetech, is just so important. And I love getting these shows out there and working with you guys on the magazine, the website, to get all these things. It just matters. What you guys do really matters. Thanks, Lisa. Thank you.
Great. And if anyone has questions, please visit Bookshare.org and, you know, let us know how we can help you get your kids set up as well.
They will help you, too, by the way. So remember that, bookshare.org. Lisa, thank you. You be safe. Have a good day.
You, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Lisa Waters-Vern, everybody, from Benetech, the parent company, bookshare.org. And I have a link up here on site as you're listening. We'll archive at ace-ed.org. And a lot of what we're doing has to do with giving kids confidence and ability and access. A lot of that's to do with SEL. Please check out our SEL, Social Emotional Learning, seltoday.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with you on Monday. Take care.